And now, dear listeners, we welcome back Slate's founding editor, Mike Kinsley. He was here earlier in this hour. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
You know, we especially want you back because this next piece, the product of months of work here at Day to Day, actually began with a conversation I had with you about a very important California question. You said I should talk about it with Mickey Kaus. Remind our listeners, who is Mickey?
Mickey is a Slate political writer. He writes Kaus Files, a very successful political blog. But his real passion is cars. He grew up in California, and no one in Mickey's circle who is buying a car dares to buy a car without consulting Mickey, because it'll hurt his feelings and you're going to miss out on a lot of good information if you don't.
And the other great thing about him is he has very firm and clear opinions both about politics and about politics and about cars. Okay, so here's this piece that we've been working on starring Mickey Kaus. $57 million people buy cars in this country each year. 17 million new, 40 million used. Dear listeners, I will soon be among them again. I have moved from Washington, D.C., a city where people regulate cars and often seem to disapprove of them, to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, where people celebrate cars so passionately that one regrets we've already found another use for the term autoerotica. So here I am in L.A. I must get another car. But in the city of dreams, what to drive? Blissfully, car advice is easily acquired. Everyone I meet here, man or woman, knows something about cars, or they think they do. I'm not sure what category Mickey is in.
I have a list of patented questions designed to zero in on the car of your dreams for Southern California.
That's Slate columnist Mickey Kaus. Not only does he write about really important policy stuff, Slate also lets him write about cars. His column on that subject is called Gearbox. And about a month ago, when I was still back in Washington, Mickey came into our L.A. studios and we conducted a long-distance interview.
First, I need to know a little background. When you see a Hummer, do you feel A, pride, B, rage, or C, fear?
You know, it's a mixture of all three. Can I do D, all of the above?
Yes, you can. Having dinner with Ralph Nader would be A, fun, B, torture, or C, work.
That would be work. That would be work.
Do you eat in your car?
No. And I won't let anybody else eat in the car either.
Do you know who Giorgio Giugiaro is?
No.
He's the world's foremost automobile stylist. Do you intend to be automotively promiscuous?
You know, this is the thing. I really think I could own one car for a couple of years, get rid of it, and get something else that would be fun or different or interesting. I mean, I want to know what Southern California is all about.
Do you feel that our dependence on foreign oil could be reduced if only everybody drove cars that got better mileage?
I do feel that way, and I really think that that's pretty important. I want a fun car, though.
A fun car, okay. And the obvious California question, would you like a car where the roof comes off?
Oh, yeah.
Do you care if valet parkers sneer at you?
You know, I don't go any place that's got valet parkers, so...
You will out here.
Really?
Yes. And they will sneer. They're very, very picky. About how much do you want to spend on a car?
$10,000. Here's the thing. I want to buy a secondhand car because I never buy new cars. And I kind of think I shouldn't spend more than $10,000, and I really want to get the right car.
Okay. Great. When you come out here, I will have the car for you.
Really?
And it will be sitting here, and we can go on a drive, and it'll be like blind date with a car.
Wow.
So it's all taken care of, and it will be scientifically determined.
Okay, that was my last conversation with Mickey. Now, 2 weeks goes by. I'm out in L.A. Mickey's coming by with his car, the pick. But heck, why not look in the papers anyway? You say it needs work, Oscar? What kind of work does it need? It
needs a new top.
A new top?
Yes.
I got Oscar Bardalis's number from the classifieds. This car is a 1960 Lincoln Continental, a convertible.
This is not a car for a person that has only one car. Unless you are very handy, because it may need some work, you know.
Yeah, I'm not that handy. Listen, what are you selling this car for?
$6,995.
Yeah.
Or best offer. It's a classical car, you know. It's a gorgeous-looking car.
So you're saying that the car...
It would take about $3,000 to fix it.
$3,000. And then, but then this would be a pretty good car for Los Angeles, you think?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah? It would be a nice-looking car. You don't see cars on the street like this anymore.
I'll bet not. How long have you been living in Los Angeles?
Since 1946. I come from Nicaragua, Central America.
You must have come to the city about as I am now. I mean, Los Angeles is a city of dreams, right? And you come here, you've never lived here before. The first thing you got to do is get a car.
No, I didn't know how to drive then. But 1 year later, I learned how to drive, and since then I've been having cars. 3 weeks ago, I had 18 cars.
You had 18 cars 3 weeks ago?
I love cars. I collect them.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You have a wife and 18 cars?
I have nine kids.
And nine kids.
Yeah.
Well, you have a full life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I've been having a full life, a wonderful life, a very successful life.
That sounds like it. Oscar, I don't think this car is going to work out for me.
No, I don't think so.
Oscar Bardalis. Okay, so another week goes by, and finally, it's the big day. I'm finally going to meet Mickey Kaus face-to-face. He's scheduled to deliver what he says is the car of my dreams. Okay, we're here in the parking lot, and Mickey is due any minute now. And this is it. I'm going to see what the new car is. You know, just thinking about this, I actually have never met Mickey. I don't know Mickey. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. A car just drove in here. There's a guy driving it. He's coming around. Look at that. Just a second. Hold on here. Just one thing.
Yeah?
Are you Mickey Kaus?
I am.
Mike Kinsley, I can barely tell you how thrilled I was to meet your friend Mickey Kaus.
Well, what was it? It was the car, presumably, not Mickey.
Exactly. Mickey's nice. Okay. It was a convertible, an old BMW. This one's kind of, you know, there's some parts falling off it, but Mickey said this car was only worth about $8,000, and with another $2,000, I could probably get a really good used BMW convertible. So that's what I'm looking for.
Well, I'd hate to hear your scream when you found that one, because that one, that scream we heard was the best scream, I think, ever on NPR.
Slate's Michael Kinsley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.